This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news from the UK today comes in two varieties, one main theme, I guess. First of all, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is still in intensive care, but his doctors say making steady progress. Also, and this kind of follows from that, I guess, the coronavirus is reshaping the British economy the same way it's reshaping ours. Case in point, agriculture. Brits are being asked to pick for Britain. The government is calling on students and people furloughed from their jobs and people without jobs to help pick the fruit and vegetables that could go to waste if not enough foreign workers are there for the harvest. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
British farmers are perilously dependent on seasonal workers from continental Europe. In the northern town of Tarleton, John Bragg told the BBC he cannot do without migrants to pick and process his salad crops.
If we can't get staff from the EU across here because there's some border issues or because the virus is causing a problem, all this crop in this field here will be left to rot and it won't be able to feed the UK nation during this difficult time.
It's many decades since large numbers of Brits harvested the country's soft fruit and vegetable crop. That's going to have to change to make up the shortfall of foreign workers, says Matt Jarrett of ProForce, which recruits seasonal farmhands.
We are starting a campaign to attract people in the UK, predominantly students, people out of work, to come and help harvest our crops and pack our crops.
The campaign carries an echo from earlier desperate days when the world was in another kind of war.
We'll meet again. Don't know where.
During World War II, evoked most memorably in this song by Vera Lynn, Britain launched a campaign called Dig for Victory. Propaganda films urged the population to go back to the land, to plant and grow more fruit and vegetables, to keep the country fed.
Have you joined the ranks of this great new army that's helping to win the war by helping themselves to good food? Dig for Victory.
Today's campaign, called Feed the Nation, has appealed online for British fruit and vegetable pickers, with some success, says one of the organisers, Rachel Hubbard of Fruitful Jobs, a farm labour supply firm.
Last night, over 18,300 people had applied via the website.
Some, it seems, motivated by altruism, many by economic necessity.
A lot have said that their jobs have been impacted by COVID-19. So they're looking for alternative work, a mixture of retired through to students and everything in between.
But 18,300 applicants won't fill the expected shortfall once the main picking season gets underway in May. And there are other snags. The farmers need people who can drive a tractor, operate harvesting equipment and pick produce fast. Not as easy as it seems. Then there's the more delicate question, will today's relatively pampered Brits be able to hack it? Matthew Spanton farms asparagus in Kent.
We're willing to give people a go and to train them up, but when we've got rain, it's cold in the morning and you've got to come back and it's a Sunday, I think this is where we struggle. It's relentless hard work.
Since the COVID-19 crisis deepened here, some politicians and the Queen herself have invoked the spirit of the Blitz, the ability to unite and survive in wartime. Whether enough Brits can endure the rigours of farm work will be another test of their mettle in this crisis. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.